Learning about love.
People talk about love. Since I found you, everything I heard before you has become a story. Now you are the author. Please teach me how to read your being. I wish to love you evermore.
Please forgive my arrogance and ignorance. I was silly to think I understood you, the source of creation. Forgive me. I'm still learning how to live and how to love. You ask, what is the most important question? The most important question is, how are you?
Upon meeting you, I see this is the beginning. And since there is no end, you are both. I am your servant. You are my mentor. And my love, I shall learn well.
If I tell you what happened, will you understand? Or will you have an idea? Understanding comes from experiencing. When you listen for something, you hear about it. When you simply listen, you may hear the message and let yourself experience so you understand. In truth, how you listen matters more than what I say. For your listening determines what you hear. And yet, I need not even speak for you to hear who I am. This is true just as much as how you look at someone determines what you see. This is how you create your experience.
In you, I see the light of heaven. You move, and I stop breathing. You sit still. And my pulse races.
I'm strong for you, so you can be soft and safe and at ease, and have space to let your innocence play freely. For you, I've died a dozen times. Ideas about who I was and was to be simply do not have room to play foolish games in your field. How many times must I prove my love? You say only once, when you are willing to surrender everything that was and everything that you hoped for except love. Then only once is enough to last a lifetime. Love rules all. I try to figure you out. How absurd. There are no rules in love, except the rules love makes. And love makes only one rule: be loving. Everything else is effort.